This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Valent is looking forward to launching a new herbicide next year. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
As weeds become more and more resistant to herbicides over the years, it's important to diversify our options and increase our herbicide stewardship. Valent is looking forward to launching Rapidicil herbicides, which have shown a great ability to combat major weeds like Palmer amaranth and water hemp. Pat Clay of Valent said Rapidicil will bring some new tools to the marketplace.
A brand name will be announced a little bit later for the actual product, but it's a new burn-down herbicide, contact and systemic activity, and activity against grasses and broadleaf weeds. Going through some of those, it's a PPO chemistry, so some of those features are pretty unusual for PPO, and that's one of the reasons we're so excited about it, is it's bringing something different to the marketplace. That's going to be a great tool for weeds like Palmer amaranth and water hemp. Get further west in the drier climates, really good on kochia. So winter annuals, so great burn down. And so we're really excited about it.
Clay said Rapidicil can even go after the resistant strains of Palmer amaranth and water hemp.
I've seen really good activity against glyphosate, ALS, group 4, and even PPO resistant weeds, particularly water hemp and Palmer. So this molecule is unique in its structure. It's got a third ring in the structure, and we believe that has something to do with how it's moving in the plant and how it's attacking the target site. So what we've seen so far is on a lot of these resistant strains of Palmer and water hemp is we're getting good activity with Rapidicil.
Clay said they are hoping for a full release in fall of 2026. For more information, visit valent.com. And for the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.